If we are actually using a video for this, although it is a radio piece, you might be able to see I'm holding something in my hand which says the word ModuCare on it. How does this tie in with DennisTheChemist.com? We're going to find out because we now welcome formally to the program for his usual mini lecture and audio delight in all sorts of ways, Dennis the Chemist himself. Dennis, how are you, sir?
Not bad at all, considering what's going on in the world at the moment with this terrible virus, which is driving us all mad.
Okay.
And
So talk us through what things we're going to find out today from you in terms of well-being, health, and fitness with, of course, DennisTheChemist.com.
I'm going to focus on two things. First of all, diabetes, because I got this calendar from the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation, which is a charitable trust. People can donate money, and they do wonderful work for helping and benefiting diabetic patients. And in this lovely calendar for this coming year, on the front page, talking, it's all about diabetes. And I thought I must mention again diabetes because it says, staying well until a cure is found. And it says, diabetes is a chronic progressive condition that can have a debilitating effect on almost every aspect of life. And these facts, Alex, there are more than 4 million people with diabetes in the UK, which mathematically means, I can't believe it when I read it out, one person in 11 now have diabetes. There have been many advances in diabetes research, treatment, and management over the past 23 years, much of which has been powered by charities such as the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. And the number of people diagnosed with diabetes in the UK has more than doubled in the last 23 years. That is a very sobering thought. That one in 11 people now have it, and the numbers of people with it have doubled from 2 million to 4 million in 23 years on this island called Great Britain. And it's continuing to escalate these numbers of people with diabetes at an alarming rate. And 90% of this is related to the type 2 diabetes, which can be prevented and which we could all be at risk of in later life. And with regard to type 2, it's telling us that you could be at risk if, and they risk about eight things that could make you more at risk. So I'll just rattle them off. If you are over the age of 40, or if you're from a South Asian people background, then if you're over 25 years old, you are more at risk of getting diabetes. Other risks, if you are Asian, African Caribbean, or African ancestry. If you have a close relative as type 2 diabetes, these are all things that could make you more at risk of getting this terrible problem of being diabetic. Now, here's a very common cause if you are overweight. If you lead a physically inactive lifestyle. And the last three, if you have high blood pressure, which millions have high blood pressure, and with the last couple of years with this terrible virus, a lot of people have put on weight, and that sends your blood pressure up. You're also at risk if you have had a previous heart attack or stroke. And the last one, if you are a woman with a history of having diabetes during a pregnancy, that's called gestational diabetes. Some people with diabetes have symptoms and some have no symptoms. It says if you have any of the above risk factors and are experiencing more than one of the following, contact your GP. And further advice, contact your pharmacist. So these are some of the symptoms of telling you you may have diabetes. If you've got a greatly increased thirst, you know, you're saying to a member of your family, or if you live on your own, you're thinking, I keep getting a terrible thirst day after day, and I keep drinking water or whatever I'm drinking. If you have blurred vision, because the sugar can damage the eyes. If you had substantial weight loss, because when you've got substantial weight loss, even your pancreas, where you make your insulin, that becomes fat. And the cells in the pancreas that make the insulin, they become fat. So they make it harder, being fat cells in your pancreas, where you make your insulin, it becomes harder for it to make insulin. If you have extreme tiredness, you can't understand why you're so tired. If you're getting frequent infection, if you're having frequent urination, in other words, you're passing water much more than usual, you can't understand it. If you have a genital itch, whether you're a man or a woman, down below in your nether regions, if you're getting a terrible itch, it could be because you're more prone to infection, and sugar also damages nerves. And the last one, talking about damaging nerves, if you get numbness or tingling in your hands or feet, and you can't understand it. So all these things could put you at risk or be telling you that you may well have diabetes. So that's like an introduction to some of the products that can help us, whether you're diabetic or whether you're trying to avoid getting COVID-19 virus, or how to help yourself if you have got COVID-19 virus, if you're trying to just maintain your health better if you've got it. So I'm just going to rattle off half a dozen products. And the first one, which my pharmacy here in Prestwich, Manchester, M251FX, if you want any information that I'm talking about this morning, just send a small envelope to Dennis the Chemist, Prestwich, Prestwich, Manchester. You can have the postcode, but the Prestwich Post Office, no, Dennis the Chemist, Prestwich, Manchester. The postcode is M251, F for Freddy, X for X-ray. And if you write in the envelope on a piece of paper, I'd like some notes on what you've said this morning. You don't have to include a stamped addressed envelope. We'll put a stamp on one of our large envelopes, and we'll send you notes and booklets free of charge, just to improve people's knowledge of these amazing products that I've been selling for years, many years. I'm actually 80 years old now. My mother wheeled me in the shop 80 years ago in the pram. The shop's been here 98 years. In 2023, it's 100 years, our centenary. And so these products that can help you be in good health, that can help improve your health if you've got the virus, and also they will also help people in all walks of life, but especially if you've got diabetes, where the diabetes and the sugar damage can affect the eyes, the heart, the kidneys, and even the circulation to the legs. Circulation to the legs, you need the nerves to the legs to work the legs properly. The circulation has to open up to the legs, and it's important to have good circulation. So some of these products, there's one called Biopycnogenol. Think of pick your nose. It's a tablet that comes from a pine tree, and when you take this tablet, the only people who can't take it is if they're on aspirin, because it works slightly like aspirin. So if you're already on aspirin, you wouldn't take this as well. But anybody else can take the Biopycnogenol, and it's marvellous for circulation. So that's a wonderful product for helping. Well, it helps many things. It helps the blood supply to the retina, because there's more blindness in diabetes than anything else, because the sugar damages the blood supply and the nerves to the eye. So this improves the blood supply to the eye, the whole body, and to the legs. And then the world's rarest mineral, selenium. Here we have a tablet called Bioselenium with zinc. This gives you the mineral selenium, the world's rarest mineral, and the well-known mineral zinc. And it also gives you some vitamin B6, vitamin E, and vitamin C. By the way, humans are only one of seven creatures that can't turn sugar into vitamin C. All the other animals, a dog, a sheep, they can all turn sugar into vitamin C. Humans can't make vitamin C. If you don't get vitamin C, especially when you're elderly, you can get scurvy on the skin. It becomes very dry and flaky, and you can get vitamin C tablets. Then the next product is a berry from the mountains of Chile. This berry, the macai berry, not to be confused with the acai berry, this berry stops a pathway in your body that when you eat starch, bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, all starch breaks down to sugar. And sugar is the new nicotine, because we're all having too much sugar. The so-called, well, they're not foods, the so-called things we eat, cakes, chocolate, sweets, biscuits, jam, marmalade, they're not food. They're all sugar. And you see children coming out of school, they go to the tuck shop, and they're all buying cakes, chocolates, biscuits, sweets, sweets, sweets. In fact, the word treats, I've worked out, stands for TREATS, terrible results eating all that sugar, TREATS. Even these cooking programs that are so popular on television, night after night, people, millions are watching these, and all you hear is they're making sweets and they're using sugar and sugar and sugar. And they should be inferring that it's no good eating too much sweets. It's all sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to stop people smoking. We should get them to greatly reduce the amount of sugar. Because as I said, it combines with all parts of your body, the eyes, the heart, the kidneys, and the nerves to the legs. There's more blindness in diabetics than anything else. Diabetics tend to have heart problems, one in four. If they're having too much sugar or just being overweight, then they tend to have more heart problems. Kidney failure, 20% of diabetics can die younger than they should, because if the sugar damages the kidneys, that's your main filters. You've got a kidney on the left, the left kidney on the right, and it's got to filter your 8 pints of blood 20 times a day. That's 160 pints of blood being filtered. Think of a pint bottle of milk. Think of 160 bottles. That's the amount of blood that your little kidneys left and right have to filter every day. And if you damage them with too much sugar, especially if you're diabetic, then it's a big problem. People, diabetics, can die 20% younger than they should because of the kidney failure. Another product, which I've been to 11 different countries, is the product called Q10. It's a 100 milligram capsule, and you can see that this substance, Q10, comes in a capsule, and this substance, Q10, is made in your liver. And as you pass 20, your liver starts to make less. And when you get to 40, your production of Q10 has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old child. And when you're my age, 80, it's gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. And what Q10 does, it joins in little engines in every cell in your body. You're made of 60 trillion cells, 60 trillion, and every cell has little sausage-shaped engines. You can see them under a powerful microscope. They're called mitochondria. And the food in your blood arrives at the engines, the mitochondria. The oxygen arrives, and the levels of Q10 made in your liver join them together to make your energy. And as you pass 20, you start to make less Q10. When you're 40, you've gone back to a two-year-old. When you're my age, 80, you've gone back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. But if you take one a day of these capsules, Q10, here's a brand, which happens to be my own brand, Huxley Q10, 100 milligrams. It's in vegetable oil. It doesn't get absorbed as well from a tablet. It's from a vegetable oil. It's best absorbed. The capsules cost about 40p a capsule. And if you take one a day for 40p, your levels will go back to the levels of a one-year-old. The levels will go back to a 20-year-old. If you take three a day, one with each meal, which I've been on since I was 57, 23 years ago, I can demonstrate that noise is me thumping my six-pack, because you don't lose your muscle if you take Q10. You can even see my arm muscles here in an eight-year-old are still big because I haven't got muscle loss. My mother, taking Q10, lived to 92. My Uncle David lived to 99, because Q10 is like the elixir of life. It helps to maintain good health if you've got angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, infertility. It's giving you the energy of youth. If you're on blood pressure tablets, after taking the Q10 for a while, you may even need less blood pressure tablets, because it makes the artery walls, which have a muscle in them, become younger. They become more flexible. They're not as stiff, which does happen when you get older. Your artery walls become stiff, and that's one of the reasons why your blood pressure goes up. So Q10 has many, many benefits. And as I said, it helps to stop tiredness because it creates your energy. You all know water is H2O. You know oxygen is O2, but you didn't know ATP is the energy molecule. Another brilliant product, which I happen to be Dennis Gore chemist in Prestwich, and we have notes on this that you can send to me for. This is called ModuCare. It stands for modulating, the English word to balance, to modulate. You can modulate with care your immune system. In your 248 bones, you are making, in the main ones, these stem cells. There's 19 of them. And if they're balanced, they're called the Th1s and Th2s. And this applies to the COVID-19 virus, because the virus upsets your T cells. But by taking ModuCare to modulate, to balance with care, the immune system, you can have a very good improvement in maintaining your health in all illnesses. The only people who can't take Modicare is if you've had a transplant, because it's so good for your immune system, it will overcome the anti-rejection drugs, and the transplanted organ, unfortunately, would fail. It would be kicked out, because this is so good for your immune system. We sell it to hay fever. It helps to maintain people's health with all the autoimmune diseases. People have Crohn's, colitis, lupus, ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis. These are treated, obviously, by doctors, by specialists, but you do need to maintain a healthy immune system. And Modicare is an amazing product. We've been selling it now for 20 years. And it's the equivalent of eating what's in it. It's the sap of a tree with the water removed. The liquid in a tree is called the sap, S-A-P. And if you take the water out, you end up with what we call plant fat. The end of the word cholesterol, which is animal fat, the end of that word cholesterol is sterol, not steroids, sterol. It's plant fat. And these little capsules, if you take three a day, one three times a day, half an hour before food, or 2 hours after food, these three little capsules are like eating 15 fruit and veg a day. You would never eat fruit 15 a day. You'd have to be a gorilla. But taking three little capsules, this plant fat helps your immune system, even with COVID, these T cells, we keep hearing all the professors on the television and from America talking about the T cells have gone faulty. Well, the Modicare modulates with care your immune system. And I've been selling this now for 20 years, but the last 2 years, along with people with COVID, I've been giving them the Q10 for energy, the selenium. The selenium helps the virus be less virulent. It's more like a pussycat than a tiger. And Great Britain's soil is very low in selenium. And one of the pathways selenium makes, a long word, glutathione peroxidase selenium. If your soil where your food grows or the drinking water has got selenium, you can make that substance and it helps to make the virus less virulent. But Great Britain has got one of the lowest levels of selenium in the world. Wuhan, where this problem started. And in places like South Africa, where they've got HIV AIDS virus and Ebola virus, they have also got low selenium. So taking a tablet of selenium, you can get it on its own, BioSeleno Precise, that gives you the precise amount of selenium, or you can get it combined with, this is called BioSelenium with zinc, and this has got selenium with extra zinc and B6 and vitamin E and vitamin C. These are all helping for you to maintain a healthy immune system. When people have the COVID, I had a customer yesterday. He told me, I've got COVID. My chest is so bad. The amount of gunge and phlegm I'm making. And so he said, send it by taxi to his house. So we did. This is called Serra Enzyme. It's a natural product. Anybody could take it. You take it on an empty stomach. And what it does, it only removes dead, damaged, inflamed cells. It helps to remove furring up in your arteries, and it also helps to dissolve the gunge. We sell a lot to people with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, mainly in smokers who get this problem, or people in working in industry where they've been breathing in, unknown to them, through their lives of work, damaging substances like asbestos. and I've been selling this for 20 years, Sera Enzyme. It helps to dissolve the gunge. It's quite phenomenal. I've had people wheeled into the shop in wheelchair with portable oxygen attached, and within a month, the man walked in without his wife pushing him into the shop. He'd been taking the Sera Enzyme capsules, which helps to dissolve dead, damaged, inflamed cells, even atherosclerotic plaque furring up your arteries. So these are some of the main products which I've been using for years now. There was one I missed out. It's called Omega 7. You all know Omega 3 fish oil. You may know Omega 6 is the oil of the evening primrose plant. You all know about olive oil, but you probably didn't know it had Omega 9. But there's a berry in Mongolia in Tibet that makes Omega 7. And it also makes Omega 3, Omega 6, and Omega 9. It's got all four Omegas. And it's wonderful for dryness, dry mouth, dry eyes, dry skin. And after the menopause, dryness that a woman experiences. So all these complaints, if you take this capsule, which has got the oil from this plant that grows in Mongolia and Tibet, then by taking this, you get all those Omegas, and it's wonderful for all the things I mentioned. Linda Lusardi and myself, we lectured in Selfridges 10 years ago. I'd been to Lapland to see this berry process. I flew to Lapland. She'd been taking it with dry eyes and using drops for the dry eyes and creams. And by taking this, her dry eyes disappeared. It's a wonderful lubricator, Omega 7. And the very last one is the bark of a tree, the same tree that we get the Modicare from. That's the Modicare is the sap of the tree. This is the bark of the tree. And this is wonderful for circulation. Any circulation problems, as I've said, I did mention it before, you don't take pignogenol if you're on aspirin. But it's a wonderful product. It keeps your skin young. It keeps your circulation young. It's a wonderful product. So the one I didn't mention, I've been talking about diabetics, was BioGlucoControl. I don't know whether I mentioned that.
We did cover that, Dennis. So it's a perfect way to actually wrap up the whole sequence.
All the ones I wanted to mention. So remember, if you want information on an envelope, just write Dennis the Chemist, Prestwich, Manchester, M251FX. But if you just put Prestwich, Manchester, and put your inside on a piece of paper, your name and address, and we'll send you notes on everything I've mentioned today. Thank you.